For Blue Ridge Public Radio, I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt. Protesters calling on North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper to reopen the state's economy no later than May 1st are expected to hold a second protest Tuesday in Raleigh, but one group of protesters got a head start Sunday in Haywood County. A noisy procession of more than 30 vehicles adorned with signs, ribbons, and windshield lettering drove across Haywood County demanding state and local governments reopen businesses that were closed in March over fears of COVID-19 outbreaks. Haywood resident David Almquist was in the lead and spoke to BPR from the cab of his truck.
I think they should reopen. There's a lot of good people that have small businesses in this county especially that have been forced to close. And if they keep it closed any longer, well, I'm just afraid that they won't be able to come back.
In mid-March, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper began issuing a series of orders closing bars, restaurants, and schools in an effort to stem transmission of the coronavirus. Since then, the state's seen more than 6,700 cases and close to 200 dead, while U.S. cases have climbed above 750,000, killing more than 40,000. Cooper says he won't consider easing restrictions until the state sees improvement in testing capacity, contact tracing, and a downward trend in new cases. The Haywood County caravan started off at Belk's and made its way to Walmart, through downtown Waynesville to Publix, Ingles, and then to Lowe's before passing the Haywood County Department of Health and Human Services, where local business owner Cheryl Hillis paused to chat. Hillis owns Buffalo Creek Vacations in Clyde, a resort featuring several rental cabins and two retired train cabooses, as well as a small herd of buffalo. Haywood County's tourism-based economy has been hit hard by the closings, especially in the hospitality and lodging industry.
So how has this impacted your business?
Horrible. We've been shut down since March 15th, and we had to cancel all our reservations and everything, and now we just like to get people coming back out to North Carolina.
You think it's safe to reopen at this point?
For us, you know, we're on a 65-acre ranch where people just want to stay secluded in the mountain, but if they go out and use a mask and stuff like that, all the people at Walmart and stuff, they're not social distancing, so I think all the other smaller businesses should be open too.
North Carolina's stay-at-home order remains in effect until the end of April, while Haywood County's local order is effective through May 4th. Both orders can be lengthened, shortened, or abolished at any time. I'm Smoky Mountain News staff writer Corey Valancourt for BPR.